Now, relax for me. Take a deep breath. Let yourself go deep. No matter the circumstances, it's all right to do that right now. Begin to leave the world outside behind. Enter a new, safe, warm, comfortable place, constructed by me, alongside you. A place you're going to return to, so make sure to take note of the details as you travel. This is your space, a safe place within. Its boundaries are those that we set together. All the noise, hustle, and bustle of the weary world, it's all outside. It is disallowed here. Hear my voice. See and feel as I assist and direct. And allow an ethereal quilt to descend over you. The vision, the image of a traveler seated, covered with just such a quilt. A barrier between the demands and worries of the weary world and this place of safety, calm, relaxation, and rejuvenation. You may be in a place that is moving, shifting. You may be traveling with another at the wheel for a time. But you have your safe place with you, carried calmly onward. It allows any distracting or upsetting thoughts to flow from you and outside that safe space. It prevents them from returning. This place may be considered an escape, but you are doing the opposite of hiding. Acknowledging that you are going to be traveling, you're going to be going somewhere else for a little while. It's all right to let that quilt descend, covering your body, keeping you warm, reminding you that you are in a place where, for at least a little while, stillness is acceptable. It's so rare that we are allowed to just be still. Cherish it for a while. A place you know is safe, and one within which the concerns of the weary world outside are insufficiently important or urgent to be considered at this time. This is the opposite of procrastination as well. You face the journey ahead of you, the day to come, and realize that if your energies are well focused, your mind well balanced, and knowing that you are in a place that precludes physical exercise and requires you to remain in a static position, with strong limitations on your mobility and productive capability. The best thing then to do is to use this time to rest. It is difficult to accept that. Our minds in this society are often conditioned to think we must be productive, active, pushing at the boundaries of self. But attempts at movement or construction right now would meet with awkwardness, discomfort, exasperation. Safe within your quilt, you avoid all that, and find so much more. It is quiet and peaceful within your quilt. You are deciding to change the nature of this space in which you must travel, from uncomfortably constricting. It changes. It becomes comfortably soothing, wrapped in a quilt of safety, support, relaxation, rejuvenation, where each sewed square carries some pleasant memory, some positive wish, some of them from me. Yes, rest assured, I know the particular vagaries of travel, the way you can feel malaise or just want the trip to be over with. Taking that trip and exerting your control over it, our shared control, by making a meditative place inside, the place where you are covered by that quilt. Visualize, covered, coated, safe, supported, relaxation and rejuvenation, a place where you are outside the restrictions that are carried with you when you travel.